einfach fahren auf der Autobahn.
Thank you. Kraftwerk. Of course, it was Kraftwerk. What else could it be? A live version of Autobahn from the Minimum Maximum record. 1,000 points of volume, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. This is our show devoted to Depeche Mode's 101. So why am I playing other artists, you might ask? Well, it's about a book that was in the 33 and a third series devoted to each novel, or each volume, excuse me, is devoted to a different record, and the one I'm profiling here tonight is 101, the live record Depeche Mode recorded in 1988, released the following year. And it was, why is it called 101, you might ask? It's the 101st show on the tour and the last one. Other ways of interpreting it, it could be like a basic introduction to Depeche Mode, like 101, like a class. Seems kind of lame. It makes a little bit more sense if you just look at it straight ahead. 101st show on the tour and the final one. Before that, Depeche Mode's Black Celebration from 101. OMD, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. That's Messages from their self-titled record. And they actually opened for Depeche Mode on Music for the Masses. So Dave Gahan credits OMD with influencing them quite a bit and maybe even keeping them together. Who knows? So we had to play them in there, and then Depeche Mode, Somebody, live from 101. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here tonight. Up next, it's this one, the next track. I'm trying to, like, mix it up. I don't want to just play the whole thing straight ahead, but I need to get in certain tracks, including this one, which is going to play in a second. People for People. People are People, excuse me. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Seconds of your time to take his life. question of lust, a question of trust, a question of
Gary Numan with Me, I Disconnect From You from Replicas, a huge influence on Depeche Mode. We had to get that in there. Depeche with A Question of Lust from 101. The Human League with Seconds, another big an influence on Depeche Mode, a contemporary of theirs as well, from Sheffield. Depeche Mode's People Are People from 101. Starting things off, thanks for joining me here tonight. This is the show devoted to 101 and the book written about it in the 33 and a Third series. I think it's worth noting that back in the 80s, there was a big resistance or kind of a rejection of Depeche Mode. Even though they were massively popular, there were a lot of people into rock and into AOR. They were rejecting whatever it was that Depeche Mode represented. They were a band without a drummer, without any real guitars. It was just like programming and tape loops and a vocalist and lots of synths. And it was, you know, I think a lot of the old rock fans really rejected that. And there was, any band that had guitar, even like KMFDM, frequent listeners of the show will know that KMFDM features prominently on my programs whenever we do an industrial show. And it was rumored that KMFDM stood for Kill Mother Effin' Depeche Mode, which is, of course, not true. It's in the actual name is in German. Maybe DJ Chris can help me with that as well. But I don't. It was not actually true. I believed it. I thought it was true for a little while. I was like, wow, they must really hate Depeche Mode. But then, obviously, it was just a rejection of people who didn't like Depeche Mode because so many girls liked it. It became like a gender thing back then. It was really kind of messed up. And but now I think it's sort of like you can look back on that and realize just how kind of funny it was and how Depeche Mode was so kind of on the cutting edge of a lot of sounds, not just synth pop, but a lot of alternative music, which is kind of what the book is saying, is that this tour and the film and the, well, I guess it wasn't a film, but there was a live record, 101, which is what we're talking about here today. It helped lay the groundwork for the alternative music scene or movement that came in the 90s. I could probably give a little bit of credence to that. I mean, not a lot, but some. But we can save that for another time. All right, up next, Never Let Me Down Again from 101, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford WMFO.
Thank you.
Just Can't Get Enough off of 101. A huge moment in that live concert. Before that, I Feel Love from Donna Summer. I had to get a little bit in there of Donna Summer, that Giorgio Moroder collaboration. People talk about that's this song like with such reverence, and it influenced Depeche Mode as well, so we had to put that in there. Depeche Mode's Master and Servant before that. Susie and the Banshees, Fireworks, and Never Let Me Down Again from Depeche Mode. This has been the show devoted to 101. From the 33 and a Third series book, which I love so much, although this one is a tad disappointing, we'll say. We're going to wrap the show up here with Everything Counts. I'll see you next week here on WMFO.